When was Jesus born? When did he die and rise from the grave? And what does the timing of these events have to do with Christian theology and practice for the last 2,000 years? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December is titled, When Was Jesus Really Born? It's published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040, or you can check out When Was Jesus Really Born at issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month, When Was Jesus Really Born?
This is the Trinity Broadcasting Network.
We are linked live from coast to coast. Hello, Miami. Hello, California. Hello, Phoenix, Arizona. Hello, Denver, Colorado. Hello, everybody. I said one day when we built a little tiny radio station, hello, world. But that was my faith then. They're watching us in Cairo, Egypt now, 24 hours a day. We're getting emails from Saudi Arabia, from all of the Muslim nations that would never let us build a Christian TV station in them. They can't keep the satellite out! Glory to God!
The voice of the founder of the Trinity Broadcasting Network, Paul Crouch. He died Saturday. He is, well, he's a giant in Christian broadcasting. The Trinity Broadcasting Network is, in fact, if I'm not mistaken, the largest broadcast network in the world. And he's no small potatoes when it comes to the Word Faith movement, that Name It and Claim It movement. His very persona spoke of the movement. He was well-coiffed, well-dressed, well-attended, and the set there of he and his wife's program that they had on TBN for years, gilded chairs, beautiful flowers overflowing off the stage, and he was promising health and wealth, along with many people that he made household names through the Trinity Broadcasting Network. We're going to reflect on the death of Paul Crouch on this Monday afternoon, December the 2nd, here on Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Bob Leko will be our guest for the first few minutes of the program. Then we're going to turn to the sixth of our series on the Formula of Concord, that final document in the Lutheran Confessions today. We'll talk about law and gospel with Pastor Paul McCain, general editor of Concordia, the Lutheran Confessions. Then we'll be teaching a Sunday school lesson with Pastor Tom Baker as usual. Mary visits Elizabeth. We'll be in Luke chapter 1, beginning at the 25th verse. Talk about the visitation to Mary and then Mary's visitation to Elizabeth and her great song there in the first chapter of Luke, the Magnificat, as we call it. Now, you can join us for the next 2 hours of the program, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email right here in the studio, talkback at issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc. Bob Leko is a regular guest. He's a former Word Faith pastor and graduate of Robert Tilton's Bible School, founder of Discernment Ministries International. Bob, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thank you, Pastor Todd.
What was your reaction? I'm a former devotee of Paul Crouch's theology in many ways. What was your reaction when you heard of his death?
I wasn't too surprised because he had been in bad health since really September of 2011. He had a heart issue, ended up going in the hospital at that time with some sort of a congestive heart failure. And so it didn't look very good for him then. In fact, the family thought he was going to die at that point and had even gone to court trying to head off any claims by the sons over the empire. But Paul Sr. recovered and went on to, you know, make it a couple more years. So he's been in ailing health for a couple years. So I wasn't surprised. He's, you know, 79 years old, which is not real old these days, I guess, but, you know, it's a pretty good age. He had a pretty good run, I guess you could say, for 79 years. So I don't think it was a big surprise, certainly not to me, and I don't think to other people that have been kind of following the little health notices that would appear on TBN's website, you know, please remember to pray for Paul Sr., things like that. So people knew he was not doing well and had not been on the television screen for, you know, a few months.
Who was he? How would you describe his impact?
Well, he really is he was a good businessman. I've got to put the best construction on things. He was certainly one of the early pioneers of what we would call Christian television. Pat Robertson certainly was on the air before Paul Crouch started, but Paul got started in the early 1970s with the help of a man named Jim Baker and his wife, Tammy. And Jim and Tammy were the original out front people, and Paul and Jan were behind the scenes. And eventually Jan wanted Paul to be out in the front, and so they fired Jim and Tammy, who went on to start their own little empire. And so Paul began to be out front. He was a white-haired, tall kind of looking fellow, wore a lot of sequined outfits early on when he was in his early days, his Hollywood days. He would come out looking like something out of the Grand Old Opry or something, those kind of sparkly outfits. And his wife was known for her rather large bouffant hair, which changed colors and sort of ended up more or less a permanent shade of pink or perhaps rose, depending on one's interpretation. But they were always on television. If you channel surfed and came across people sitting around a platform talking about, you know, how God wants to make you healthy, wealthy, and wise, then that probably was the Crouches and some of the people that they promoted.
He made a lot of names in Christian broadcasting, didn't he?
Yes, he did. And, you know, this is a sad thing, Todd. I mean, here is a man who did literally start from nothing and ended up within 40 years of having a global network that's on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all over the world in countries. If they've got a television or a radio, a smartphone and a tablet, they can pick up TBN. And the theory was, his stated goal was, you know, to proclaim the gospel around the world. Beautiful, well and good. However, that never really happened because he ended up promoting and making global superstars out of people like T.D. Jakes, who is, we've talked about him on previous broadcasts, but he's a oneness Pentecostal. People like Marilyn Hickey and Joyce Meyer, Jesse Duplantis, Creflo Dollar, even John Hagee. People like this really owe their start to Paul Crouch, and he could make people and he could break people. But again, as I say, the sad thing is he didn't promote anyone that was actually preaching sound doctrine. Everybody he was promoting and did promote were what you and I would frankly call heretics in many respects. They simply were not preaching the truth. And that's what he promoted around the world.
I once saw him in a hotel lobby in Nashville at a National Religious Broadcasters Convention. He really walked the walk when it came to the Word Faith movement. He was surrounded by an entourage of very well-dressed people. He himself had probably a $10,000 suit on, diamonds on every finger. The man looked like $1 million, literally like $1 million walking around. And this broadcast network that he had, he didn't rent time on a satellite. He owned the satellites himself.
Oh, yeah.
So how does his unbelievable success in terms of kind of monetary success and popularity, how do the Word Faith followers square that with this guy getting sick and dying? How do they interpret that?
Well, they can always fall back on the Lord told me, you know, this was going to happen. I knew it wasn't a surprise. God had already told me Paul's time was up. Other people may just say, well, it was the enemy. You know, he's done such a great work that Satan is just coming against, you know, strike the shepherd and I'll scatter the sheep. So when I take Paul Sr. out, then that'll stop TBN. They'll come up with all kinds of rationales. But the fact of the matter is there's still one death per person. And some people may say, hey, you know, he was 79 years old. Led a good life. I mean, he really served the Lord. Look at all the good fruit maybe the Lord just simply said, come on home, son. I'm just promoting you to glory. You've struggled enough. You've suffered enough in this life. It's time for your reward. So they'll spin it that way. I mean, they still, they don't deny death. If he had been 40 or 50 years old, for instance, if Joel Osteen, God forbid, should keel over tomorrow, now that would be an issue. But when you get to be 80 years old, that's not as big an issue anymore. So there was never, he never made the statement, I'm going to be alive until the rapture of the church, or I'll be standing on the earth when Jesus returns. Crouch never made those kind of statements. He made a lot of other false prophetic utterances, but not of that ilk.
Now, he did let just about anything go from the stage of TBN, didn't he? I mean, Benny Hinn proclaims nine gods or a triple trinity, this kind of mm-hmm. stuff. And he's got Paul Crouch standing there on the stage with him, nodding his head the whole time. He didn't seem to have any kind of limit on what he allowed his pet preachers to say.
Well, absolutely. And this is a little bit perplexing because Paul actually attended, I don't have his transcript or anything, but every record I've been able to dig up seems to agree that he attended the Assembly of God Seminary in Springfield, Illinois, I believe. And he should have had some basic, at least foundational, classic Pentecostal teaching. And classic Pentecostals do not agree with Paul and Jan, and we're not devoted to that. Paul and Jan, coming in at the early 70s, appealed to this charismatic renewal crowd, which was pan-denominational. We're talking Roman Catholics, tongue-talking Lutherans, Baptocostals. They were appealing to this young crowd that they were growing up with, and not the classic Pentecostals. But Paul should have known better. He should have had enough doctrinal underpinning not to get swept in by so much egregious error. And frankly, that's something he has to account for. That was his network. He owned the airtime. He was the gatekeeper. He allowed each one of those men and women to be up there, gave them the microphone, and never corrected a single one of them, to my knowledge. And so he's culpable for what goes on in his house.
Bob Liko is our guest. He's a former Word Faith pastor and graduate of Robert Tilton's Bible School, founder of Discernment Ministries International. When we come back, we'll have a few more minutes with him talking about the death of Trinity Broadcasting Network founder Paul Crouch.
Martin Luther taught that the chief function of music and worship was the proclamation of the Word of God. With Heirs of the Reformation, Treasures of the Singing Church, you will hear over two centuries of Lutheran musical theology, beautifully performed and faithfully sung. For a limited time, save 10% on this 4-CD set when you use promotional code URA. Simply visit cph.org today. Lutheran thought, Lutheran substance, Lutheran music. Brought to you by Concordia Publishing House.
Folks, there are only 4 weeks left in 2013, and we're $64,000 short of making budget this year. Please consider making a year-end tax-deductible gift to support this worldwide outreach. You can make a secure online contribution at IssuesETC.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for listening, and thanks for keeping us in mind at the end of the year.
A voice in the wilderness of American evangelicalism, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Cradled in historic Perry County, Missouri, the manger of the Missouri Synod, Emmanuel Lutheran Church at 453 Northwest Street in Perryville proclaims God's Word and celebrates His Supper on Saturdays at 5:30 and Sundays at 7:30 and 10 using the church's liturgy contained in Lutheran Service Book, enriched with ancient and modern hymns. For more information, call 573-547-8317 or visit www.emmanuel-perryville.org.
Does your church need a full-time or backup organist? The Virtual Organist Service from Church Music Solutions is genuine organ leadership using your instrument with your specific selections when you need it. You can try it out for free with our demo unit, which allows you and your members to hear and see the virtual organist without obligation and without a sales pitch. For more details, go to churchmusicsolutions.com.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Bob Lico is our guest. We're talking about the death of Trinity Broadcasting Network founder Paul Crouch. Bob is a former Word Faith pastor, graduate of Robert Tilton's Bible School, and founder of Discernment Ministries International. Bob, two final questions for you. What do you think is the future of TBN as an enterprise? I heard you mention early that the empire, as you called it, is a lot of hands reaching out for that empire.
Oh, absolutely. You've got, of course, Jan is still with us after medically getting treated for her cancer scare a couple years ago. And they've got two children. They've got Matt Sr., Paul Crouch Jr., and then the younger brother, Matthew. Apparently, the older son has been dismissed from the family, more or less, over the lawsuit of his daughter, which we talked about before, Brittany, regarding, you know, things that were going on inside the TBN empire. And so it appears that right now it's going to be Jan and the younger brother running TBN. And so I assume they're going to do what they've always done. Now that Paul Sr. is dead, I haven't been on the website in the last few days, but I won't be surprised if they don't start taking money for a memorial to help the poor in Paul Sr.'s name. They will make money off of this guy's death, believe me. So that's certainly going to take place, and they'll continue to try to buy up more stations and expand their footprint. And as far as what happens in the future, I don't know, but his son is very young. He's about, I don't think he's quite 40 years old yet. So we could have a Crouch doing television stuff for another generation, possibly.
Talk finally then about his legacy in terms of the cult of personality that fuels the Word Faith movement, Bob.
Well, Paul was certainly the, we kind of jokingly referred to him as the Pope of the charismatic kingdom because he literally could establish a ministry, or he could stop a ministry. If you displeased him, you could be relegated to the 3 or 4 a.m. slot on their network where no one's watching. So his legacy, I think he's going to be really the pillar that they're going to really rally around in the days ahead. I think he's just simply an example of a lot of these sort of works that are built on one man. The only difference being, in his case, they have established such a network, it can perpetuate itself without him. This is different than Benny Hinn. When Benny Hinn dies, Benny Hinn Ministries is finished. When Kenneth Copeland dies, you know, Gloria may toddle around and preach a little bit, but it's over. When Oral Roberts died, Richard Roberts was virtually finished. Because they're built on men. They're not built on Christ. And he's the only sure foundation that we as his people are to build on. But they have really built on sand. They've built on principles that govern this world and the economy of this world. And that's what they get. They get the things of this world. And they're welcome to them.
Bob Lico is a former Word Faith pastor and graduate of Robert Tilton's Bible School, founder of Discernment Ministries International. You can find out more about Discernment Ministries International at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Bob, thanks for being our guest.
Well, thank you, Pastor Todd.